Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Thursday from us fellas here at Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey all with you on a glorious Thursday. Ben Maller coming up a little bit later. Nate Taylor as well. And Golden Locks with our guy, Alex Gold.
Smash.
Mm-hmm. Should be a fun day. Probably everybody in the entire world is having a better day than Sharon Moore. The news that is the news of yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Of today, in case you missed it, the former head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, relieved of his duties due to the entire backstory. Here we go. So he had an affair with a staff member, got her pregnant, had an abortion forced by him to her, then broke into her house when he was fired and threatened to cause harm to her and himself, was arrested and then taken to jail. And that's the story that happened yesterday in a matter of about, I don't know, an hour via all the news for us, as Sherrod Moore out as Michigan's head coach. They have an interim head coach for their bowl game against Texas in the Cheez-It Bowl. What a story yesterday that you will hear throughout the entire day on all these shows, I would assume. Just an absolute bombshell of a story that should not have ever happened because, well, like we said yesterday, where are the weirdest places or the worst places you've ever taken a dump?
Right.
We all say, don't blank where you eat. Sherrod Moore did not get that narrative.
No, he didn't get that message at all. And yesterday was one of those wild days because I think we all probably had the same experience. So Michigan fires their football coach. You're like, well, that's an odd timing, right? Everybody thought, like, odd timing to fire your coach. What, you know, well, I don't know what happened. Who knows what went on? And then you start to hear the story and it goes on throughout the day. And I'll tell you what, I don't know that I've been captivated by a story in a long time like this one was yesterday, because the wheels just kept on turning. And every couple of minutes, there was something new in this story. There was some new information coming out, and then it ends, and thank goodness the police got there in time and saved lives potentially, because it could have gotten really, really bad yesterday had the police not arrived and taken care of everything and gotten Sherrod Moore into custody, because who knows where he was headed at that point in time. But I mean, what an unbelievable, just, you know, story that just reeks of privilege, you know. And that's what I was talking to somebody yesterday about this story that was a former collegiate athlete. I said, look, here, the biggest problem that we have and how we get to this point, because everybody always goes, you have so much, why are you doing this to give it all up? Here's what happens. When athletes grow up, they're told their entire life they're better than everybody else. Anything they do that's maybe not right, somebody cleans it up. They don't have a passing grade in algebra, the coach goes in, takes care of that. All of a sudden, that guy's got a C and he's playing on Friday night. And we raise our athletes to never, ever, ever have them have to face real life accountability. And we always have the wolf there that cleans this kind of stuff up.
Hey.
You know, and then you start to push it and push it and push it, and the wolf cleans it up. And cleans it up and cleans it up. Like, I can't imagine how many behind the scenes NFL stories we'd find out if you started talking to the cleaner on every team on what they had to take care of. And then you get to certain points where these athletes just push it too much because they've gotten away with everything their whole life. They get to something like this where you can't have somebody clean up your mess anymore. And so that to me is the biggest problem, is that for their entire lives, for athletes, we've enabled them. We've allowed them to get away with anything because they were stars on the field or the court or the ice. And then they get to become adults and they get to real world situations and they push the envelope so far that here we sit and there's nothing you can do about it. But it's because guys never face consequences along the way. They think they're above consequences. And so when something like this happens, I just look back and go, probably for Sherrod Moore's whole life, he was told how wonderful and great he was, never had to suffer a consequence for anything. So he just kept pushing the envelope. And here we are. I'm not blaming society for this. Society is a part of this. But also, I mean, this guy's a creep for doing everything that he did, you know, in that Michigan football office and leading up to what happened yesterday.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people that, you know, I've seen stories that have, you know, kind of, I don't know, captivated an entire demographic of an audience, obviously sports fans. Yesterday, somebody in the text line says we were running towards an OJ 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a egregious statement there because of what was happening as it went on. You think about the OJ stuff, like, why is OJ fleeing from the cops on the freeway in a Bronco down, you know, the,
right,
you know, California highway? And then you find out, oh, there's two people murdered. Oh, it's his former ex-wife. Oh, there's a glove at the scene. Oh my gosh, he's on the phone with, you know, whoever, and all this sort of stuff. So that yesterday is what the story was. Again, Sherrod Moore of Michigan out as their head coach because of what I would consider adultery, right?
Yeah.
Having sexual relations with a staff member who was also married with a family.
Oh, she was too?
Believe so.
I didn't know that part of the whole story.
They showed
my.
The picture of her on the field when Michigan won it all, and she's got a wedding ring on.
Oh, I missed that one.
Pretty sure she is.
Oh, wow.
I need to do better research, but I'm pretty sure she was married with children.
Okay.
Yes, yesterday a very groundbreaking story as that was the case. He was relieved of his duty. And again, like myself and some buddies were hanging out yesterday, you know, just watching TV and chilling during the afternoon. And, you know, we all have the same net. Like, what the hell is Michigan? Michigan just fired their coach. Mm-hmm. Like, all these guys just landed jobs. Like,
right.
What are they going to do? Like, what an idiot. And then the story comes out that, you know, he had been having this relationship with this lady. And you look at, you know, that, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay, maybe this is something that had happened in the past, and this was a year where Michigan didn't like what their results were, and they're trying to use this as an scapegoat to get them out of here. And then you hear the story kind of unreal, like you had said, like, then shows up to her house, threatens violence, and then he's arrested, and you're like, okay, so this was like an in the now type of thing, like, hey, because from what I saw yesterday, from like reports that I had read from people that were reporting on the story, is they had an all-staff meeting, he was not invited,
right?
Then he was informed, which normally when you have an all-staff meeting and the coach isn't involved, it normally means you're out.
You're out,
unless
yeah.
you're Mike McDaniel of the Miami Dolphins, who's thriving right now. And I think that that's what happened. And then all of a sudden you find this, the little details out throughout the story. You'll see it all on Netflix in about a year.
Yeah.
But just a very wild story to let you know that nobody is invincible. Mm-hmm. Like you can't do bad things and get away with it. Like it eventually will bite you in the ass. And that's what happened yesterday. And now Michigan, no head coach. The vacancy is open. And obviously all the names are popping out. And the one that I thought was to make the story even more interesting is one of the names that pops up is Dave Portnoy. same kind of collaboration. It's John Gruden.
Yeah.
Right. Dave Portnoy was the one that was like putting all these like tweets out. Cause obviously big Michigan guy. But again, like you look at like what comes out of this is like, you go from this guy committing adultery, losing his job and wrecking violence to, well, maybe now it's John Gruden's turn. And then, you know, you start thinking about other opportunities that could come up for other coaches. And now there's, you know, reports out there that they're, you know, going to go to Oregon and say, hey, Dan Lanning, like, hey.
Yeah, right.
Whatever you want, right? But, I mean, to be fair, Michigan is a better job than Oregon.
Get bent. I don't know if that's true anymore.
Okay.
Oregon's got all the money in the world.
Yeah.
They got Nike.
No, that's
true. Yeah.
But also, totally Michigan has Jordan brand, you know, too, which is a step above. Like Michigan
is 10. I don't know, man.
Michigan and Ohio State are two of the richest athletic departments in the country. I do believe that. I think if you look it up, Michigan and Ohio State are 1-2. Yeah, Indiana now all of a sudden. And hey, Utah maybe with the, you know,
that's what I'm
the,
saying.
You know, changing with the crumble cookies. But I think if you look at, you know, no, Oregon's up. I guarantee you Oregon's top five. They may be top three. It may be Michigan, Ohio State, Oregon in no particular
Oregon. Obviously, I'm saying I think if you rank the jobs, I think Michigan would be one of those things where like, how do you turn Michigan down?
Well, I mean, you look at the Michigan job right now, and you just have to come in there and be a nice guy at this point in time, right? Like you just have to keep, you know, yourself
Malik
in line,
Carr
right?
Alive?
Yeah, I don't know that
can
he is.
Can you pull a Bill Snyder?
Yeah, come back, and you know, Bo Schembechler is long dead. But I think the interesting one for me that I really do hope happens, and this one came out immediately yesterday, I guess Kalen DeBoer is the top target at Michigan, right? And apparently, there was a jet that left Michigan on Thursday night and flew to Tuscaloosa last week before the SEC championship game. That's an odd flight, you know, to go from the private airport of Michigan down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So this may have been in the works for a while now. You wonder why Alabama performed the way that they did in the SEC championship game. Mm. Now it's all making sense. This coach was being courted by Michigan, and his attention maybe was not on that game. Now, I'm just connecting dots from the plane leaving Ann Arbor, Michigan, and the private airport that the university uses going to Tuscaloosa, Alabama on a Thursday night. Alabama plays Saturday against Georgia, lays in a massive egg. I mean, that was a massive egg that was laid by Alabama in that SEC championship game. Fast forward to Wednesday, Kalen DeBoer is now the top name that's being thrown around for the Michigan job. And if they did fly down there last week and start talking to him, well, then I think everybody knows why Alabama laid a big fat egg. But the interesting thing in the rumor mill that's going that I love, and I think you guys would love this as well, is Kalen DeBoer takes that job at Michigan. I don't know what the connection is there between him and Michigan. I was trying to do some research last night. The only thing I could think of is he's lost to Michigan twice in recent vintage. But
when he was at Washington.
When he was at Washington. Sense, yeah. But there's no like Michigan connection or anything like that. He does have some Midwest roots from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, but he's been linked towards that job at Michigan. So if Kalen DeBoer were to take that job, which I would suggest he does, that leaves Alabama open, and the rumor is Lane Kiffin would then leave LSU and go to Alabama. And then I would think, in my opinion, you just hire Coach O and get him back on
get
the sidelines at LSU, because that's the way it worked. But the coaching carousel has an opportunity to be beautiful moving forward with this one.
Oh, man, I want Lane Kiffin to do that so badly.
So
that
do
would
I.
Be amazing.
Oh,
it would
be the greatest thing
that
ever.
That would be incredible. And, yeah, with Kalen DeBoer, all I've heard about the Michigan thing is that rather than it's something about Michigan, something about Alabama. I just don't think what I've heard is that he doesn't really love it there.
Yeah.
So he's open to a move. So maybe that is Michigan. Well, I mean,
it's hard for a northern guy to go south. It just is. I mean, it's a culture. Ask Brian Kelly.
Family.
Right. You know, it's hard. It's tough. Right. And so if he feels that way and doesn't love it down there and Michigan's offering the job, I mean, what's a better job right now? Alabama or Michigan?
I would take Michigan. Yeah.
Oh, I'd take Bama in a heartbeat.
See, I don't know the answer to that question.
Bama's a better job. I'm just taking Michigan because it's in the Big Ten and I don't have to play a D1 amazing five-star school every week.
That's fair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with the Big Ten being bigger now, I mean, you got Ohio State, you've got obviously Oregon, you've got Indiana's become a power now. Who knows what Penn State's going to be? You know, I don't know where they sit.
They'll take
at this point in time. Yeah. But there are a lot of bottom feeders in the Big Ten. Yeah, there's no question
about
that.
In the SEC, you've got Vanderbilt.
They're good now.
They're good, yeah.
I mean, all the recruits are going there.
Exactly. Like, there's no bottom feeder in the SEC anymore. Arkansas, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, who's the bottom feeder in the SEC right now?
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Arkansas, but like, they're Florida. Solid. I don't know.
They fired their coach, Florida. Yeah, yeah, it's true. I mean, but you like South Carolina, maybe. Or, you know, but they all just fired their coaches. And so they're going to change things out and see what happens there. But I mean, this has the opportunity to be the most wild ride story that I think we've seen in a long, long time. And I just can't get enough of what's going on at Michigan.
Yeah, Sherrod Moore obviously out as Michigan's head coach. And the reason why he is incarcerated is because during an argument with his wife, Moore allegedly threatened to kill himself. He then drove to and broke into the home of the assistant where he held a knife to his own throat and threatened to kill both of themselves, or to kill both himself and the staffer. He is then was intercepted at a local church after his wife provided phone's location to the authorities. He's now in protective custody. So that is the story we will rehash over and over today. Is the story of the day. Sherrod Moore out at Michigan. This guy flew under the radar in what was also a bizarre story, but for totally different reasons. We'll discuss that next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
What is your plan? Weight? What do you weigh right now?
Right this second? I'm not sure, Greg. How about that? That's an honest answer. And I will answer your question a little better on the playing weight, Greg. And not what it was when I walked off the field in Buffalo. All right? I can tell you that. But then I follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. Right? So I'm gonna, they you know, people say, well, they're gonna know you're gonna be right there. And it's like, well, they knew that for 16, 17 years. So
that there is the Philip Rivers press conference. Quite the humor there from Philip. What's your weight? I don't know, Greg. Still knew his name.
I was thinking he was talking about the movie Meet the Fockers, you know, where he goes, what would you know about Greg, where he kept calling him Greg all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way that I took that one a little bit yesterday, a little bit of humor from Philip Rivers, but maybe the guy's name was Greg. So that's odd, too. I mean, we talked about the oddest story of the day was the Sherrod Moore stuff at Michigan, but Philip Rivers coming back at 45, I hope for God he plays on Sunday afternoon, because I will be glued to the TV set to watch that guy go out there and play because of the unknown. It's you know, you want to see it. It's something to grab onto and look at, you know, it's something to watch. And so, God, I hope Philip Rivers is playing in that game on Sunday.
Yeah, it's Seattle, Indianapolis. So
it's him or Brett Rippon.
I mean, you got to think it's going to be him.
You got to think. I mean, you don't go through this whole dog and pony show to have Philip Rivers come on and just stand on the sidelines. And, you know, if Indianapolis is still trying to win games, right? And a five-year retired Philip Rivers, or you said Brett Rippon is the guy that they have potentially as their starting quarterback right now. Who would you rather go with? And I think the answer is pretty simple. I'd rather go with the five-year retired Philip Rivers than going with Brett Rippon, because I don't think Brett Rippon is much of anything as a quarterback, and I want to see. It's curiosity for me to see what, you know, this guy can do under center.
We also got the you know, the lines out for the game. You want to take a stab at what Seattle's favored?
14.5.
14.
It's at Seattle. It's a 14.
14. Yeah, 14. That's a big number. Yeah, that's a huge number in the NFL.
That's massive.
Against a swarming defense that Seattle has and Philip Rivers, I do like the fact that he's like, I wasn't getting away from anybody anytime in 16 years, 17 years. Not like that's going to be an issue. And then we also heard the story that Philip Rivers had been implicating the Colts offense at his kid's high school like practices, like putting them in positions. Like, I don't know what's more cool is the fact that the Colts slid Philip Rivers the plan, you know, a couple weeks in advance, or the fact that you're just a high school kid, and you're out there running the Indianapolis Colts, a pro team's offense.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That is fun for the kids to be able to do. But there's some connection with him and Shane Steichen, isn't there? Like, they worked together in the past or something like that, and so he kind of knew the system that Shane had there. And whether he was doing it to stay fresh for the Indianapolis Colts or he was just implementing the offense that he kind of knew, either way, it really is a cool twist to the story. And, you know, these high school kids, you talk about preparing kids. That's what you're supposed to do, is, you know, teachers and coaches at the younger level prepare those kids for that next step. If they're out there running that college or the pro offense in high school, you know how much easier offenses are going to be for those kids as they matriculate onto the next level? I mean, they've already got that experience. They already know what it's like to hear how a professional play call sounds and what all that is and how to get ready to be a professional athlete. It's life experience that a normal coach just can't give high school kids.
Yeah, they're not just running in. I mean, Philip Rivers is talking to Steichen every week, too, and asking him questions about it, and they're going back and forth. And I'm sure Steichen's maybe gained a couple of things from Rivers about the offense, because I'm sure he gets to experiment a little bit more in high school.
Oh, sure.
And Steichen goes, oh, you could run that based off of that. Oh, okay, I haven't tried that. Oh, you know, so it's kind of cool. I mean, hey, having friends helps, man. Connections help.
It does. I tell people all the time, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And people get mad at nepotism and all this kind of stuff, but that's the way the world works, you know?
This was Philip Rivers on his reunion tour with Indianapolis.
I've tried to make this as simple as I can. I'll try not to get emotional, actually, you asking that. as simple as can be is a coach that I love and an organization that I really enjoyed being with. You know, Mr. Irsay believing in me in that year in 2020 when it didn't go so good in 2019. The teammates that I were able to play with, 14 of them are still here. Training room's the same. You know, PR guys are the same. Equipment room's the same. They wanted me. And, you know, I try to keep it as simple as that. And, you know, a game I love to play, a game that I thought it was I was done playing, certainly. I wasn't really hanging on to any hope of playing again. I'd kind of thought that ship had sailed. But something about it excited me, and it's kind of one of those deals, the door opens and you can either walk through it and find out if you can do it or run from it.
No doubt. Philip Rivers again addressing the media yesterday in his reunion tour to Indianapolis, explaining why everything makes sense after you think about it, because there is a chance, slim, on Sunday that we could see Philip Rivers, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, Jacoby Brissett, all-star quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, there's a real good possibility.
And we
want to
have
right?
an expansion.
Right, and that's a great
and
point
we
to
play
bring
another
up, right?
2 weeks
yeah,
of the season.
Yeah. We want to expand the NFL, and Phillip right. Rivers is coming out of retirement to play quarterback after being 5 years on the shelf. And that does go to a good point that there's just not enough good quarterbacks out there to fill 32 teams, let alone expand to 34, 36, 38 teams. I mean, can you imagine the crap that'll be playing the quarterback position if the NFL expands? That's the same thing with baseball. I know they're going to expand and, bring Nashville into the fold and Salt Lake City or whoever the hell else it's going to be. But you're talking about 10 more starting pitchers. Most organizations don't have two good starting pitchers because the talent is so watered down because there's so many teams out there. And so I just think it's wild to think that you're going to put together two more Major League Baseball teams and 10 more pitchers and position players and all of that kind of stuff to go out there and play that just aren't good right now. If they were good, they'd be in the game right now. And so the same goes with the quarterbacks. I mean, that's a freaking MASH unit of people that are going to be out there playing the quarterback position this week. So yeah, by all means, let's expand and get more of these kind of rum-dums out there. But the one thing that he said that I really liked, he goes, they wanted me. And there's something to be said for that. Somebody calls you on the phone and says, we want you. Somebody calls you and says, hey, we're going to do this. Somebody pours themselves into you. Yeah, you're going to respect that. And I love the fact that Phillip said, they wanted me. And I felt wanted. And so because of that, he went back to the Indianapolis Colts. It's nice, man. More people should try that.
And to pump the brakes, the Colts quarterback Riley Leonard was a full participant yesterday, according to Tom Pelissero. Mm-hmm. So kind of a buzzkill tweet there for the Phillip Rivers saga. But again, I think if Riley Leonard can go, he's going to go. And if he can't, I think Phillip Rivers goes.
Yeah.
It also shows you that they trust in him, that he can go there. And I don't know if this is like an ego move from Steichen where he's like, I just don't care who's my quarterback. I can plug them in and they can play. Mm-hmm. He did it with Daniel Jones. Riley Leonard got hurt, obviously, in his real first shot to do it. And again, was a full participant yesterday in practice for the Colts. But I do think it is an interesting story. Like, the NFL always drops these little Easter eggs on you throughout every season it seems to happen. Like, somebody comes back. Like, we heard yesterday, Jason Pierre-Paul is going to play for the Bucs, right? and it sounds like Mike Evans is going to be back tonight against Atlanta as everyone's playoffs start in fantasy football. Big week not to have the show. Obviously, the Chiefs play at noon, so sorry, Mac, but the franchise takes over. But your Twitter handle will be open if anybody has questions.
Absolutely.
This is first playoff week. So would you start a guy like Mike Evans tonight as we kind of go into that game a little bit?
I am facing that question myself in one of my leagues, and I think I'm going to lean that direction, yes, because I think in the red zone he's going to play. I think his snap count will be like 50% of the snaps, but when it matters, he'll get points and he'll get targets in the red zone. I think he gets a touchdown tonight. I said that last week because I thought he was going to play. Mm-hmm. I'll say that tonight. It's a Falcons defense that's been okay, mm-hmm. but it's a Tampa Bay team that needs a win tonight. I mean, their season's on the line.
Are the Falcons one of the most irrelevant teams, if not the most irrelevant team this year in the NFL? I mean, I think about it, like, what do they bring to the table that's interesting for anybody at this point in time, right?
They're kind of a giant, like, question mark slash enigma because they have easily one of the top five most talented running backs in football. Mm-hmm. Kyle Pitts, I don't know if that's now on him or if it's on the system or whatever, but it's
got to be on him now.
That's a huge conundrum because
he's not good.
He was picked, eighth overall?
Yeah, he stinks.
He's like fine, but he's not eighth overall. Yeah,
right. And then you've got Drake London, who's going to be out tonight, who's hurt, who should be good. And you thought Michael Penix was the guy. Mm-hmm. He obviously can't stay healthy as well. And so it's just irrelevant. I would say yes towards like the Arizona Cardinals or like a team like that. Whereas like Atlanta's at least been like a playoff team. They played in a Super Bowl in recent history. They've at least been to two Super Bowls,
I think. Like this year, you hear really nothing about the Atlanta Falcons. No, the Falcons are still around.
You just hear about the Mustard Man, Dijon Mustard.
Yeah.
Dijon Robinson.
That's what they got. Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, I don't know if they're going to be in the quarterback derby going into next offseason.
They will be.
I mean, I think they're going to have to be. Look, the quarterback position could be really shaken up this offseason. I mean, the Joe Burrow stuff yesterday, which we'll get into, mm-hmm. That was eye-opening to me. Him basically pulling an Andrew Luck, it felt like yesterday, where I'm not having fun. I'm going to walk away.
Yeah, I hope he's doing all right.
I do, too. I was concerned. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I watched that Joe Burrow stuff. I'm like, I feel for you, man. I got to know where you've been. We've all been in those, those rough spots in life. And you got to make decisions and figure things out.
I don't know if I can get up at 4 o'clock anymore.
Yeah. and Joe just seemed like he was down, man, yesterday.
Yeah, for sure.
Down bad yesterday. So the carousel is going to change. The Jets are going to need a quarterback. The Falcons are going to need a quarterback. Arizona's going to need a quarterback.
Miami
will probably need a quarterback. I don't know how many guys are going to come out in the draft that can fill those spots. And back
Kansas
to Dusty's
City.
Points, we're talking, we're potentially trading Mahomes.
Watch. Hey, look.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the Niners are going to get a good little package for Mac Jones. Mac Jones is probably the number one QB target right now.
Yeah, but see, that one for me, and I don't know.
Expansion.
Yeah, get more expansion. Is Mac Jones good because he had Kyle Shanahan? Or, you know, did Mac Jones figure it out, too? You know, those are the questions that I kind of always ask myself. Are you the benefit of good coaching? Because Mac Jones wasn't anything great before he got to San Francisco. Played under this guy who's been an unbelievable head coach. Kyle Shanahan continues to move up my rankings of head coaches in this league and continues to just impress. But do you take him away from Kyle Shanahan and then all of a sudden he's really bad, you know?
So let me ask you guys two questions. Was Alex Smith bad or was it Jim Harbaugh?
No, it was,
then Jim Harbaugh reasserted his career, and then Alex Smith was pretty damn good point for the Chiefs.
Okay, so you're okay. Yeah, I like that idea.
Was Sam Darnold, or was it Kevin O'Connell?
Yeah.
I mean, he's had two wide receiver ones that are legit wide receiver ones, but again, there's other ways to, you know, skin a cat when you can complain about somebody, but Sam Darnold, same thing. Mac Jones has had a decent year this year.
And Darnold also spent a year in San Francisco learning under Shanahan.
Does San Francisco take the cheap route? And do they trade Brock Purdy and say, Mac Jones, you're our guy?
Yeah, because I think San Francisco could go both ways this year. Mm-hmm. I really do. Like, I think if you're San Francisco at the end of the year, you just pick up the phone and listen and see what the offers are. And if somebody wants to give you more for Brock Purdy, well, Mac Jones showed you that he could play with this team in a limited capacity with, you know, weapons around him with everybody being hurt this past season for the San Francisco 49ers. Like, I mean, San Francisco's got a couple of good options right there. If they like, I would think, the better move for me, if I were the 49ers, or not for the 49ers, but for Mac Jones, would be to trade Brock Purdy and let Mac Jones continue on there in San Francisco. Now, you could say the same thing about Brock Purdy. If he gets outside of the Shanahan offense, does he take a big step back? Like, that's where I'm right now with this Kyle Shanahan thing. I'm more in love with the coach than I am with the players. And I really do think the coach has made the big difference, because you're taking Mac Jones and Brock Purdy, a nobody in New England that wore mom jeans on draft night, and a guy that was Mr. Basically Irrelevant, Brock Purdy. He was Mr. Irrelevant. And you've turned them into two really, really good quarterbacks that can go out there and win you a game on any given Sunday. Kyle Shanahan may be the secret sauce for both of those guys, and either one leaves that organization and they may, you know, turn into a pumpkin again.
No doubt. This comes from Bleacher Report Gridiron. Chiefs are fighting an uphill battle to make the playoffs. There are 683 ways to be eliminated from the 5 seed. There is 1,562 ways to be eliminated from the 6 seed. And there is 411 ways to be eliminated from the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We asked Dayton Hughes on Tuesday, is this a bad season?
I feel like this is just a bad season, guys. Like, we won 12 close games last year, and we lost 6 of those this year. Mm-hmm. Like, and to think that an overhaul is necessary and we need to start relieving guys of certain duties, I just don't know that that's true.
Well, something will change in the offseason, because you've missed the playoffs with Patrick Mahomes at the age of 30. That cannot happen.
Right.
Right. That just cannot happen.
That's illegal.
Fantastic word. There are times in life where there are certain things that just, like, if you have a reservation to a place that you need to be there at 7, you have to be there at 7 or you lose your reservation, right? This is one of those things where if you have Patrick Mahomes at the age of 30, you cannot miss the playoffs. And we saw the video that went viral yesterday. I forget who it was that I sent you guys, where in the same week, 4 weeks in a row, in the same situation, Andy Reid ran the same exact play. And we go back to the audio that we heard of the Buffalo rookie say, oh, yeah, we knew they were running with Xavier Worthy's posture. Or we heard Chris Jones say about the Denver Broncos, they knew exactly what we were doing on 3rd and 16. Again, that's not the offense, but again, that's the predictability that I think has happened with the Chiefs. And in the one-score games last year, what we saw more often than not was that Mahomes had a chance. The only two that I don't think he had a chance in was the Denver game where they blocked the field goal, and in the Raiders game where the guy botched the snap, Aiden O'Connell, I think it was, botched the snap from the center because they weren't on the same page. Other than that, the offense had the ball last. The clock management was there. The execution was there when it needed to be. And this year, as Dayton Hughes just mentioned, last year they won those games. This year they were 1-6 in those games. I think it's just like we have said all week. It's not like we're out here saying, oh, they need to move on from the head coach or, you know, put some more, you know, emphasis at the quarterback play. I don't think any of that's the thing. It's a hard reset. It's a check your ego at the door and look in the mirror and say, hey, they caught up to you. All right. Now, what we have seen from this Chiefs team in the past is that they do they figure things out and they move past it. There's multiple examples of that, right? Whether they were drafted where they had a terrible offensive line, mm-hmm. what they do, they went and got Creed and Trey in the same draft.
Right.
Where they've had a bad defense, they told Bob Sutton to get bent and they brought in Steve Spagnuolo and Tyrann Mathieu. Mm-hmm. We've seen where...
And Frank Clark.
Yeah, and we've seen where the team has been, you know, taken away from its number one asset in Tyreek Hill, where they couldn't throw the ball deep anymore. What they do, they got the ticky-tack sort of offense they run in Brazil, or I mean in Barcelona, where it's just little by little by little, death by a thousand paper cuts, right? Mm-hmm. And now this is another year where it's not a minute situation where it's like, oh, we can go draft big bodies and protect Patrick Mahomes. We can go find a left tackle in the offseason or whatever it may have been with Orlando Brown Jr. in the past. This is a season where it's a little bit more of a major hit, yep. right? This is a category 3 tornado, right? It's not an F5, it's not a microburst, but it's in the middle of those two where it's like, hey, it's proven now that your strategy of bringing all these people back and sticking with the same sort of rhythm has not worked this year because it's proven that,
right?
And now in the offseason, it's a gut check moment for Andy. It's a moment of, you know, what's this offense going to be? And it's also going to be like, hey, like our defense statistically has looked pretty good. Point-wise, yardage-wise is always going to be in the middle of the pack, but points-wise always in the top 10. But when it comes to it, it's like you're not getting off the field, which is taking the ball out of the offense, which is a domino effect of why things have gone soured in this season.
Well, I think there's a lot of room for improvement. I mean, when we were talking yesterday after the show and just kind of openly just having this conversation around the table, you really find out there's a lot of holes on this team right now.
There's
a lot of holes that need to be filled on this team. One of those holes is not the offensive line. I don't think there's any issue, in my opinion, with the offensive line, but there's issues in that wide receiver positioning group. There's issues, obviously, in the running back positioning group. There's issues on the defensive line. There's issues at the linebacker group. I mean, those are 4 major positions right there that you have to reevaluate this offseason. I don't think there's anybody beyond reproach right now in this organization other than the quarterback as potentially being trade bait, being somebody that you're going to cut, move on from. And, you know, you talk to some Chiefs fans, they're like, oh, it's not as bad as you think. You know, we'll get some money back with Juwan Taylor. We'll get some money back with, you know, that guy that they signed to play defensive back for San Francisco that never showed up here. Yeah,
Christian Fulton
and all that kind of stuff. And so there are obviously ways to free up some money.
We'll restructure Mahomes' contract.
Yeah, you'll absolutely do that. But I do. I think there has to be trades this offseason. I think there has to be a lot of roster shakeup because you're not going to bring back a roster that didn't make it to the postseason without having some major changes in it. And you're right, Dusty. Every time that they faced adversity and something didn't go right, they immediately fixed that offseason. And that's kind of been par for the course with this organization. And so those are my expectations going into the offseason, is that they are going to address all those problem areas. And I do think at times you may have to look at your position coaches and say, do we have the right guys in place? Like Connor Embry. I don't know who he is and why he went from a high school job to coaching in the NFL, the wide receiver position. I think it's showing on the field that we're seeing that maybe he is not qualified to be an NFL wide receiver coach. And then you look at the running back coach, Todd Pinkston, a former wide receiver in the NFL. Maybe he shouldn't be coaching the running backs, and maybe we mix that up a little bit. But ultimately, a lot of this does come back to Andy Reid, and I'm just very concerned that there's other guys on this roster that could have been playing to help this team out, and Andy Reid didn't give them that opportunity, because Esipole and Noel Williams are the evidence that we have. How good could Breshard Smith have been in this offense this year? You know, I would have loved to see what that guy could do in this offense this year. And we really haven't been given that opportunity. How many of those guys are on the roster that Andy's just missing on right now?
And this was Dane and Hughes on if this team is worse than last year's team.
We're just 2 plays different than last year's team. And we're not better and we're not worse. The record is worse, but we're not worse. And I think because we were winning football games, maybe some things were brushed under the rug. And we thought we could win the same type of way this year, and that's not the case. Teams have caught up to us.
So there it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make some change.
And teams have caught up to us. It took 10 years, basically, for teams to catch up to us. That's a hell of a run. We can't forget that.
And
either. That's
why I don't necessarily fully blame the Chiefs for the failures of this year, because no one had caught up for 9 years.
Yeah.
Like, if you're I don't know, if you're the best Madden player in your group of friends for 9 years, why change your offense? Why change your team? Why change your hot routes? Why do all that?
You get complacent.
When somebody comes in and starts playing with the safety instead of the defensive lineman just bull rushing, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I got to look out for that now. That's all they got to do. Yep. They just have to reset, revamp, and then make sure you don't miss the playoffs with Patrick Mahomes.
That's exactly right. And I also think when you look at, you know, where they are right now from an organizational standpoint, it's not like they're the Jets or the Giants or the Cardinals or anything like that. They still have a really good core. They just need to tweak it. And some of the tweaking could just absolutely come internally from Andy doing a self-scout and realizing his play calling maybe was a little bit different than it should have been this year.
No doubt. We'll get back into the biggest news of the day. That is Michigan's head coach, Sherrone Moore, getting fired for multiple reasons. We'll dive into that, plus a random head coach thought here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bundle up on Sunday. We just saw from Miss Carly Ritter, the real one. Shout out, Miss Ritter. 7 degrees at tailgate. Seven. You're going to earn that 7 o'clock tailgate.
Let's go.
Seven degrees. Running routes?
Running some routes.
Going to go
running
show, what's that, Connor Embry?
Exactly. Yeah. Show them what we need out there. Mm. No, it'll be fun. I'm excited. Yeah. I want to watch Travis. I won't be here during Christmas. I want to watch Travis one more time at Arrowhead. So I'm going to do that.
Yeah, there it is. That's why I've been telling everybody all year long, Christmas Day. You got to be there. Got to be there on Christmas Day. I think about it. I've thought about it since the schedule came out of what the emotion is going to be like in that building. And I started thinking about it because this is the first game I'm taking the whole family to is on Christmas Day. And you know, I remember taking them to the last game with Haas and Moose and what that was like for the girls, right? We were sitting there and we had an old boss come down and eat all the kids' food.
There's like a guy in that Progressive commercial that gets caught stealing the kids' cotton candy on the jumbo truck.
It was worse. Yeah. I mean, he just sat down and helped himself and ate my kid's entire bag of peanuts. What? And we're like, my wife's like, I'm not going to say anything, obviously, but I'm like, I could be tweeting the two of us. We're like, oh my God, sat there and ate the whole bag of peanuts from like, just helped himself. Didn't even start eating the peanuts. I'm like, all right, fine. Go and do whatever you want. I don't care, right? You're paying the salary. So what do I care? But so they got the opportunity to go to that, and that was really emotional. And then they're going to have the opportunity to go to this. And this life's about those experiences. And being able to say that you had that experience, you know, to see Travis's last game or Kane's last game or Eske's last game or Moose and Haas, all those guys, you know, their last game. I think they're important to go to and experience if you're, you know, a fan. So you can have that closure too, you know, mm-hmm. like you get that closure as a fan on Christmas Day, most likely to say, take care, Travis. And we appreciate everything more so than you'll ever know what you brought here to Kansas City and what you did for this town and you know, creating fans and becoming a great tight end, the Taylor Swift thing, like everything that Travis Kelce has done. I want to be sure that I'm there to say thank you for him in a small way by being there to clap and cheer for the guy.
100%.
So does the media. That's unnecessary. So I will say to your Moose, Haas, Kane, and Escobar thing, I was there, and very rarely does Vern like let his guard down. He's always like, you know, insider guy. Yeah. He'll tell me to be quiet in the press box. I'm acting like a fool. Or to do better. And I remember I was at that game. I covered that game. I believe it was an afternoon game, like with Moose Haas.
Yeah, it was a Sunday game. Yeah.
And I went there and he's like, oh, I'm really proud that you're here. And I was like, what? He's like, well, you should be. He's like, you grew up a Royals fan. This was like the best team you'd ever seen and good for you. And I never forget that moment. Like we sat there in the press box, they all came out. Everybody's eyes are just completely soaked in tears mm-hmm. in the crowd. And, you know, the press conference they had before the game and after the game with all of them at the availability there. So, I do tell people to do that because I've done it. Like my dad made sure to go see Nolan Ryan's last game at Kauffman Stadium.
Yep.
I made sure to go see Cal Ripken's last tour in the Royal Stadium. And this is double feature here. Your own team and your own guy. The guys I mentioned are Ken Griffey Jr. He was in a freaking White Sox jersey.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I went and saw Bonds when he came through. I saw Clemens pitch when he was an Astro just because I knew it was going to be probably the last time that I got to see him.
And then the other time is, you know, an unfortunate game time is Christmas night. So, I mean, it's like, do you, you know, is this the opportunity? Because I think right now I saw things on yesterday on Twitter. There's lower bowl seats for like $80.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
So you got like a pretty cool alignment of things like planets lining up or, you know, lower bowl, two people in your family, you two that you know, love this team and have loved what 87 has done. Like Mac had said, one of the athletes that he had seen get drafted in the third round out of Cincinnati that's going to, you know, go out after 13 years, maybe. Why not,
yeah.
You know, go enjoy that? Because then I think it's interesting. Carrington brought this topic up the other day. He said people, or it was either him or Rob, I think it was Rob, and they said that, you know, like our parents / grandparents are like, oh, man, Lynn Dawson, Bobby Bell, Willie Lanier, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're that age, we'll be like, man, for about 9 years, nobody touched us.
Yep.
And it was, you know, Tom Brady and Joe Burrow and those damn Eagles 1 year. But other than that, Patrick, Travis, I mean, he was dating the world's biggest pop star and engaged to her. It was an announcement. All that stuff happened. And our kids would be like, shut up,
I mean, the stories we're going to regale our kids with and grandkids with is going to be awesome.
And that also has layers to it where eventually you will get to that point where you will watch Patrick Mahomes put on that turtleneck for the last time. And you'll remember all the moments. Yeah. And Travis Kelce's one of those where, like, you'll go back and say, like, I was there. And I had a guy reach out to me the other day. He's like, my Chiefs player was Derek Thomas. I watched his first game. Didn't really have the draft as it was back in the day in like 88 or 89 when he was drafted out of Alabama. But again, like, he's like, I remember being at his last game. And I remember when the news came out that he had passed away on that car accident, that was like full circle for me. Like, that's somebody I watched get drafted, come in, be dominant, be a great Chief player of all time. And then it was gone.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm with you guys on that whole sort of narrative to go check it out if that's something that you want to do.
Yeah.
Because you should.
Emotional.
You should. No, I'm getting emotional sitting here listening to you talk about it. Because let me ask you this, though. Is it more emotional when Kelce goes or when Mahomes goes? Because for me, it's Travis Kelce. That's kind of where I am on this one. I think for me, you know, I'm going to get emotional. But what he's meant to us as a football team, he's meant more to me as a father. And the whole Taylor Swift thing created a bond with my daughters that I did not have and did not have an interest in at all. And now I'm able to sit there with my kids and they mock me and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And Dusty said to me the other day, he goes, look, you know, your guilty pleasure is Taylor Swift. But because of that, and that's why I love Travis so much. It's not much about the football as it is the off the field stuff with my daughters and my kids and the love that I have for them and the bond that's helped us create with the Taylor Swift stuff. They love when I butcher songs and sing, you know, that stupid, they laugh and just hearing them laugh and seeing all that. I wouldn't have had that part of that relationship if Taylor never came into our lives. And so for Travis, I'm always going to be thankful for that. You know, he doesn't have a care in the world that it did that probably for me, but that's what sports is for me. And when we remember the great moments in sports, a lot of times, guys, it's not the games. It's A, who you were with. It was what was happening in the moment, and it was the great stories that come from those things.
Kind of to your reference, I think this is a really good point from the 816. Plus, we got to watch Travis Kelce grow up from a hothead, from a college kid to an adult.
Yep.
Right? Are you crying back there?
Yeah, he is.
Are you really?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm glad you are. It's emotional, man.
I got drafted when I was 13, man, and I was that immature kid punching holes in the walls, like we talked about, Dusty. Yeah. And I watched Travis grow to like a man, and that's just.
I mean, that's a great text because we have seen the entire arc of not just a career but life.
Yeah.
I mean, we watched this guy live his life here and go from a guy that was on a terrible TV show to get a date that everybody was mocking to where we are today, and he'll go down on the Mount Rushmore of this team. One of the greatest tight ends of all time. And then we'll see him for the next 20 years in the world. And we'll always know that's our guy. And Andy Reid gave him that opportunity because he called his brother Jason and says, he gonna behave. I draft him. Yeah. And they brought him in here. And the guy has blossomed. I don't know another athlete that has blossomed and developed on and off the field like Travis Kelce has here in Kansas City. We raised this guy.
Yeah.
And now he's going out. And I was telling my daughters this the other night. I said, I got two more years. I was crying. I was a mess on Monday night. I've only got two more years to watch you and to be with you and to do all that. And that's kind of like we are with Travis Kelce. You basically just raised the sun for the last 13 years.
Somebody says, I have a signed 87 jersey that I plan on putting on in the fourth quarter while I watch him say goodbye.
I should do that too.
Yeah, dude.
My kids got Kelce jerseys, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think like half the women in Kansas City have a Travis Kelce jersey, dude. Kids, like minor, like young kids have Travis, like you said.
I mean, he may go down as the most popular Chief of all time.
100%.
Somebody says, this is going to be really awkward when he doesn't retire and do this again. Well, we'll do it again.
We'll do it again. I don't care. He deserves all the flowers that he's getting. 100%. Like, we'll get into the podcast that he did yesterday. My heart was crying for him yesterday because he's finally realized he's at a place I just may not be able to do it anymore. And the realization of that sucks, man.
Yeah, but it's also like you don't have to be sad. Like, you could also be like, this was awesome.
Yeah,
was-
it's not sad. It's just emotional, you know? It's sure.
I'm not saying that you can't be any way, shape, or form, but, like, I think we all see that. I think you guys, if you guys watched the Conan O'Brien skit, not skit, but, like, the podcast he did where he lost his dad, mm-hmm. and then his friend Jason Bateman immediately commented back, like, it was me.
Yeah.
And then his mother died and said, does Jason Bateman know where we live?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's different ways
to see that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sister's thing yesterday.
So great. So great.
I could take Bateman.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
If you missed it, we could play it later or we can shift you that way. But again, yeah, so we'll see what happens. Moving on with the season. But again, I think that there's a lot of work to be done and, you know, there's a lot of questions to be answered. We'll get to that. Plus, what was the news of yesterday as Sharon Moore is no longer, is that his name? Yeah, Sharon Moore. He's no longer the coach of Michigan due to having an affair with a staff member and then proceeding to go to her house and threaten to kill himself and her now in custody. As we dive in more to that bizarre story that happened yesterday. Plus, we'll get into what the interest is for the Kansas City Royals, a name that you probably know. I'm serious. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.